Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, as an entrepreneur, you've owned your own business. Do you think it's worth the work?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, I like being my own boss. I'm a Virgo. Mm-hmm. I was born to be a boss.
Yeah, you were.
It's fun. And like, but there's also times where you're like, I just don't want to handle all of this.
Yeah.
You know.
Which I feel like applies to everything in this world.
Yeah, that's true.
But I will say, this may shock you, you're not the only business savvy celebrity out there.
What?
You're just the one I like the most.
Oh.
But it does feel like almost every star these days is an entrepreneur of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got a skincare line except Paul Rudd, who's literally holding all the secrets of youth.
I know.
He refuses to give them to us, and I'm mad about it.
I mean, there's no other explanation other than he's a vampire, and
yeah, agree.
He doesn't want to shine light on the community.
Have you ever seen him eat garlic? I haven't.
No, I have not. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, September 2nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Richie's, Monday is Labor Day, and so we're going to take the day off to have a little R&R, try and tamp down our anxiety for the upcoming week, which always sets in on Mondays, and we hope you're going to be doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But before we slip into full-on vacay mode, we want to spend a little time talking about some of our favorite badass bosses from the world of entertainment. You know, the stars who do more than just entertain us. They're more than just singers, actors, dancers, the multi-hyphenates who've turned their side hustles into lucrative businesses.
Yeah, like, honestly, it's truly wild how many stars have become entrepreneurs. Like, the list is long, but mm-hmm. somehow we did narrow it down to three that we're going to talk about after much debate.
I was going to say, there was a lot of back and forth. We had to stay on a Zoom call late to talk about it.
Yeah.
But some celebrity business bosses did finally end up standing out from the pack. There were basically PowerPoint presentations pitching the ones we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
But first up, we have one of our favorite music divas, Lizzo.
Yes.
Who earlier this year announced it was about damn time that she branch out from music. And now she's got herself a new inclusive line of shapewear called Yiddy, which first hit stores in April.
I love that Yiddy was her childhood nickname. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's fun. So Yiddy is a partnership that Lizzo has with the athleisure wear brand Fabletics. Mm-hmm. Her line is marketed as shapewear for all body types. It ranges from sizes extra small to 6X, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was inspired to create Yiddy because she was tired of seeing this like sad, restrictive shapewear that literally no one wanted to wear. She said she decided to take on the challenge, you know, to allow women to feel unapologetically good about themselves again, mm-hmm. which I think is what Lizzo does every single day. And we love her for it.
Yeah.
And in an interview with the Today Show back in April, Lizzo said she'd been wanting to do a shapewear line for years.
Well, I mean, I grew up wearing it and it wasn't a great experience. You know, I don't think like a 12 or 13 year old girl should be trying to change her body. I should be going to school and having fun. And so when I got older, I was like, I want to liberate people. I want to liberate people from having to be uncomfortable and ashamed of their bodies and what they choose to wear. I want clothing that makes people feel as good as my music makes people feel.
I mean, we've talked about this so many times. Lizzo has done so much, I feel like, mm-hmm. for body diversity.
Yeah.
And just giving us another option.
Yeah.
Out there when it comes to clothing, to shapewear, like, bless her for it. I think she's an absolute queen. I haven't actually tried Yiddy yet.
I know. I haven't either. I would like to, though.
Yeah. The next award show we get invited to.
Yeah. I've looked at it a lot, but I just haven't, like, pulled the trigger and gotten it. But
yeah.
Also, can I just say, like, in this Today Show interview, she looks so gorgeous. Like, she's got this, like, pink, fuzzy, like, blazer on. I'm like, man, you truly give, Lizzo.
Even when she's, like, casual.
Yeah.
She's giving. Like, as I sit here in my forest green stained sweatpants, I'm inspired by her.
Yeah. Well, you could get some new joggers on the Even the Rich shop.
We got to work this into every episode.
Yeah,
it's our goal.
Seriously.
So I feel like what Lizzo is to shapewear, we could say Lady Gaga is to cosmetics. Mm-hmm. Because back in 2019, in September, Gaga debuted her makeup line through her company, House Laboratories. And at the official launch event, she called it a glamour attack on the world.
We are not just launching makeup. This is a glamour attack on the world. To be accepting, humble, brave, and above all, empowered. To be kind. No matter how you identify, all are welcome at House Laboratories.
Now, just recently, House Labs got a makeover of its own and relaunched after promising to deliver cleaner cosmetics.
Yeah. So the company was formerly called House Laboratories, but then it recently rebranded as House Labs by Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. And Gaga said the company removed 2,700 so-called dirty ingredients, including known carcinogens and endocrine disruptors. They said this was due to safety, sustainability, and efficacy concerns, which I love that they're looking out for because I don't know that that can be said about a lot of brands.
I was going to say, like, it makes me scared to use any of products. Like, what's in this?
I know. So House also announced that it was adding beneficial ingredients like hyaluronic acid and vegan collagen.
Yeah.
So love that. And honestly, like, I use her eyeliner
mm-hmm.
and I love it. Anytime I post a photo with my eyeliner done, I get DMs like, what is that eyeliner? Can you do a video showing us how to do your eyeliner? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know that a video of me doing my eyeliner is going to help anyone.
Well, if you're going to do a video of your eyeliner, you've got to do a video of those triangles on your face.
I know. No one does that anymore, though.
Give the people what they want.
I know. But I will be honest, I didn't realize this was her brand when I first bought the eyeliner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I found out it was hers, and I was like, oh, okay. And I love that it's, like, vegan, it's cruelty-free.
Yeah.
Those things are very important to me, and it's really great eyeliner, so.
I feel like the fact that you got it before you knew her name was behind it, because sometimes stars will just slap their name on things.
Sure.
I feel like that kind of speaks to the quality of it.
Yeah, definitely.
And I mean, your eyeliner game,
I mean,
is truly unmatched.
Thank you so much. Plus, she's my twin, so.
Right. Of course. Of course. So I feel like it's pretty common for celebrities to get into the beauty game.
Yeah.
You know, clothing, perfumes. What celebrity doesn't have perfumes?
Right.
Makeup. The list goes on. But we do have somebody on our list who went in a more spirited direction.
Yes.
And we're talking about Mr. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. George Clooney.
Yeah.
Who's also in the tequila game as one of the partners of Casamigos.
Yeah. So George did an interview with AFI, and he basically said that he was taking big pay cuts so that his films could have bigger production budgets, mm-hmm. which I did not know about.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said he kind of needed a side hustle after that because, you know.
The fact that George Clooney is like, God, I got to make more money.
I know. I had that same thought. I was like, maybe just take a break and enjoy your life. I don't know. So he was like looking for other sources of income, and he decided to buy a house in Mexico with his friend Randy Gerber, who's married to Cindy Crawford. And they got side-by-side houses, which is our dream.
That's our dream.
I know. And he said that in the interview, and I was like, oh my God, he's us, but rich. And that's where Casamigos came from, because it's like houses of friends.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was like, oh my God, I love that. So apparently they just started making their own tequila, like as a hobby. And now that hobby has turned into a truly enormous business.
Yes.
And George also talked about that in his interview with AFI, because he was receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award in 2018.
And then we started making our own tequila down in Jalisco. We would go down there and try a different batch for, I don't know, a year and a half. And we started off as gifts for our friends. And we thought, okay, we'll just give it away as Christmas presents. And then eventually he said, I think we could sell it and sell tequila. And I thought, well, that's silly.
Can I just say, the fact that we are not living in side-by-side houses is the only reason we have not achieved this level of success. That's what's holding us back.
Living 2 minutes away from each other isn't enough.
It's not. We still have to drive.
I know.
And it's LA.
That's why we don't see each other as much as we should, because we have to drive still. Well, it's funny because I have looked at houses in Mexico, and I've told you, like,
I know,
let's move to Mexico. So we could be the next George and Randy.
I mean, who doesn't want to be the next George and Randy?
I mean, yeah.
I just think what's ridiculous is that this was a side hustle because George Clooney was, you know, one paycheck away from living on the streets. And 4 years after launching the company, they sold Casamigos to Diageo in 2017 for $1 billion.
Yeah, that's, wow, that's wild.
Talk about a rags to riches story.
Yeah, they were really down on their luck. So at the time of the sale, George told CNBC, if you asked us 4 years ago if we had a $1 billion company, I don't think we would have said yes. He also said that even though they sold the company, they're not going anywhere. He said, we will still be very much a part of Casamigos, starting with a shot tonight, maybe two.
And then the host was like,
with no limes.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I've got these limes. And George slapped them out of his hand.
Yep, they flew across the room.
We have to give the backstory here.
So when I had my bartending company, ironically enough, we did this event at Madame Tussauds in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And was it sponsored by Casamigos? It must have been, right?
Yeah, it was sponsored by them. It was a Halloween event, though.
Yeah. So the person that hired us gave us all these limes.
Oh, my God.
For the Casamigos-inspired drinks.
Because it's tequila.
It's tequila, yeah.
There's an expectation.
We spent all this time cutting up these damn limes.
Yeah. Did we have to pick them up at the store beforehand? Because that was always a thing where it's like, we have to get limes.
Yeah. No, we didn't. They provided them. And then these Casamigos reps come over and they're like, oh, no, no, no. Like, this tequila doesn't need limes.
They ripped the knives out of our hands and yeah, held it to our necks.
They and were set like, the limes on fire. They held our hands over and they were like, if you ever bring limes near this tequila again, you'll have no fingerprints.
At one point, I was like, well, what if somebody asks for a lime? And they're like, we don't recommend drinking this with limes. And it's like, I don't care what you recommend. However I want to drink it, I'm going to drink it.
Yes, they had such attitudes about this damn lime thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's George? Where are George and Randy right now?
Yeah, because they would never allow this.
Yeah, they basically hovered around us, making sure no limes touched that tequila.
It was truly a massacre of limes. Like, the lime population suffered severely.
Yeah.
And never walked back from it.
Mm-mm. It was so ridiculous.
And I never got my sweater back, so Madame Tussauds can choke.
Well, yeah, they used it to carry all the limes to the dumpster. They were like, oh, a free bag for the limes.
So I feel like we kind of talked about this a little bit about how, you know, a celebrity sometimes will just put their name on something.
Yeah.
And it does increase sales. Like, that's the whole point of it.
Sure.
And the question is, are you more likely to buy a product when it's got a celebrity attachment, or do you not give a flying hoot about it?
I don't give a flying hoot about it. There are some celebrities, I think, that I do trust that they're not going to just sell us garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it doesn't really matter to me. And I think that's why, like, Lady Gaga's makeup line, like you said, is so good, because I didn't even know it was celebrity endorsed. And it just is a really great product. So it's like, but like people like Lizzo, I trust her to make shapewear.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it also, like, I feel like these products feel genuinely like they're a representation of who the celebrity seems to be. I know at the end of the day, they're celebrities. We don't know them personally, but you get an idea of who a person is. And I feel like when it's a person whose personality I vibe with is pushing something, it's like, okay, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's different than just like Kendall Jenner slapping her name on a tequila brand.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't cut cucumbers. Guarantee you probably can't cut limes. So maybe you should work for Casamigos.
Now there is a celebrity pairing I could get behind.
Oh man, it'd be chaos.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freeson Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are Sam Ada and Victor Figueroa.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.